Now, pet, time for a little training. Listen, relax, and consider. Consider how, in the pursuit of our own pleasure, we can often lose sight of more enjoyable alternatives. There are those for whom subordination is more comfortable, more soothing. To momentarily have an objective so pure, clear, and tied in with their fetishes, that any concerns or thoughts of discomfort or pressure or stress fade from the mind instantly. To be singularly focused, to have a purpose which narrows the decision trees of the mind to one direct path. Consider the way you ordinarily proceed, moving through life with a vast variety of options, even when it comes to your own euphoric satisfaction. The options of self-pleasuring, of seeking pleasure with another for its own sake as it resides in you, for fantasizing about giving pleasure to yourself or deriving it from another. These things are all extant and represent a branching tree of desires and needs. But what if we could take that flowchart, that path that you might follow, and narrow it to one path toward pleasure, which you will follow? A preordained, simple, incisive guide to your own decisions. So the question never becomes, how can I derive sufficient pleasure, satisfaction, arousal, excitement, to damp down my throbbing, aching urges? Instead, the question becomes, how much pleasure must I give to another to fully satisfy us both? Realizing that your pleasure can be secondary, that your derived needy sensations can be put on the back burner because the memory of another twitching in pleasure, gasping at what you can do for them at your use, is so titillating as to satisfy you far more than mere selfishly derived and extracted pleasure. Indeed, if your own pleasure were truly turned off, allowed to be deactivated, your mind would have an even clearer path to that destination of bestowing pleasure on another. Something more fulfilling than the hollow pursuit of your own brief paroxysmic climax, instead the climax of another, and since you, head unclouded by your own selfish concerns, which will have vanished by the time we are done, since you are unclouded and focused, you can continue to push pleasure into the body of another, long after your mutual climax, had it occurred, would have left you drained and drowsy and satisfied. Instead, in your lack of true satisfaction, you will expand your horizons to be able to find satisfying vistas previously unthought of, and you will be able to do it through a simple shifting of purpose.